I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight is the author of best-selling cookbooks Nothing Fancy and Dining In. Her new one is Sweet Enough. Please welcome Alison Roman. Alison, thank you so much for being here. What a pleasure to see you.
Thank you for having me.
I think this is the first time I've interviewed you in person. We had a little cooking over Zoom during the COVID experience. I'm a huge fan. Even before COVID, I was making the dip and the stew and the cookie and the whatever. Yes.
At that time, I would have personally just dropped them off for you or something.
Oh, that would have been lovely. What a lovely.
Yeah.
So what are we making today?
Okay, so we are going to make a simple fruit tart. And simple, I use that in a, I mean it. I feel like it is simple. And
most people lie when they say simple fruit tart.
I know, and I, well, this, you literally just put a bunch of stuff in a bowl and mix it and press it into a crust.
What are the things that we're doing here?
It's flour, it's sugar, it's salt,
got it.
It's butter. I think one of the things about this book is I don't want people to feel like they have to have any special equipment or like any tools that they don't already have. Mm-hmm. Like, we have hands and we have forks, so we can do this.
Okay. Are you much of a dessert person?
You know, I'm not. Interestingly enough, I wrote a dessert book, but it was sort of more a, who are the other people like me, and can I make a book for them, too?
Well, what are you like?
I'm like the person at dinner that's like, no dessert for me, thanks, and someone orders, like, a key lime pie, and I eat half of it, because I actually do like dessert, but
so
I...
So you're perfectly normal,
but I'm
what
like...
What are we doing here? I'm putting a lot of butter into a little bit of flour
I know,
here.
Don't let that scare you.
Yes.
I feel like part of dessert is also just, like, giving in to the fact that it's an absurd thing that we do anyway. It's like sugar and flour and butter, and we're like, we don't need this to survive, but... We do it to make us happy. So don't overthink it. You're doing great.
I need to point out that you just said do. Now, here's the thing. If you're not a dessert person, it says Sweet Enough is the name of the book.
Right, Sweet
How
Enough.
How sweet is Sweet Enough? Because I don't like a super sweet dessert.
No, it's Sweet Enough. I think it's like my biggest compliment to a dessert is saying like, oh, that's just sweet enough. It's like... Never overkill. It doesn't like hit you in the face with sugar.
That really looks like a dough, doesn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Am I winning? And look how, we're basically done. I'm gonna go now. Thank you. So let's grab your tart shell.
Yeah, okay.
Standard 9-inch tart pan. You can get
I like these because they got this thing on the bottom.
That's
a trap door.
Yeah.
Look at
and that's when people are like, how do I get the tart out of the shell? I'm like, you just do the.
Do I just plop it in?
Yeah. Plop it in.
Look at that. Okay.
So this is like. You're doing great. Get all that out. We gotta get all that.
Get all that.
We don't waste a single drop.
All right.
The recipe serves one. So, we're gonna press it in.
We're just pressing. Now here's the
thing.
You're
like doing pizza pie stuff.
Is that not good?
No, it's fine. But sort of like you need to make sure
we'll fix it in post. Yeah. We'll fix it in post.
Listen, this is already baked. We're not. It's fine if you mess it up.
Now, this is a dessert cookbook, but it's an Alison Roman dessert cookbook.
What does that mean to you?
What does it mean? It means anchovies. Are there anchovies in the book?
There are.
Get
out. Yeah, there are.
Do you have candied anchovies?
No,
how do you make dessert with anchovies?
No, it's not a dessert. So there are a few savory recipes in there because, again, I'm, like, making a book for people like me. And if I'm going to bother learning how to make a pie crust, I also, like, you know, I want to fill it with fruit, but I also want to know how to fill it with, like, cauliflower and cheese, you know, and make like a savory galette or something. So there's
a savory what? I'm sorry?
Galette.
What is a galette?
A galette. It's like, a galette. It's like a open-faced sort of loose rustic tart, sort of like what you're doing. I don't know what that is, but we're going to move along.
Look at yours.
Well,
look at hers. This is hers. This is mine.
Give me a chance. I'm not done yet.
It's like a moist towelette.
I would love a moist towelette. Thank you. It's like we're flying Delta. Thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. now what?
Okay, so let's pretend that these look good. Because they look fine. We're gonna bake them at 350 for 15 to 18 minutes, I think.
There you go.
And then we're gonna make a custard. So this is sort of like...
I love custard.
Do you?
Yeah.
You said that like you were messing with me.
No, I love custard. Same. My wife, Evie, does not like custard, but I eat them by myself.
She's gonna hate this tart then.
So what do I put in here?
Okay,
in here
so we're gonna
here?
Separate our eggs. This is like, can be challenging for people. I don't know why.
Just the whites in here?
Yeah, the white's in there. I can see you're not even listening to what I'm gonna recommend. You're going for it, your confidence.
There you go, baby.
The confidence is inspiring. Take note, everybody. Say anyone can bake, and disaster.
Look at that.
Oh, I put the white in there. Oh my God.
Oh, disaster. Disaster, oh my God. Allison Roman.
I was too busy.
Oh my God.
Talking.
You were talking smack over there. Payback's a bitch.
I'm not gonna let that down.
All right, now what?
Okay.
Now what?
So again, pretend that went well.
Yes.
And we are going to
some hot milk.
Yeah, hot. A phrase I love to utter. Utter. That was a joke.
Utter. That's very nice.
Okay, so standard sort of custard pastry cream base. I put this recipe in this book because I also like to eat it on its own as like vanilla pudding. I think it's a perfect snack.
Nice.
Like you don't need to go the distance with the tart shell, but so it's like a two for one. Like I give you an easy press and crust. I also give you a delicious vanilla pudding.
Yeah.
Put them together. You get a fruit tart. You see where I'm going with this? Okay.
Sure.
So vanilla, you can. Mm-hmm. Sure. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So vanilla bean.
Oh, love.
You can.
Do you know
that
the vanilla bean comes from an orchid?
I did know that. It's an orchid family. No, I did not know that. Tell me more about the vanilla
bean. Orchid family. You mean like an orchid?
I didn't expect
this to be quite so hostile, Allison Roman. So where do we put the?
I'm honestly so nervous.
You're doing great. Isn't she doing great, everybody?
That makes it worse.
Do I scrape anything out of here?
We don't have a knife, so we're not going to do it, but you're going to put that vanilla extract into here.
Oh, thank you very much.
So if you don't have vanilla bean pod, which can be hard to find, use vanilla extract.
Yeah, please.
Cornstarch.
Oh, really? The whole thing?
Yeah.
Go ahead, do it, baby.
I'll do that. You do the sugar.
I do the sugar. Okay.
And the salt. So half sugar in the thing, half sugar in the thing. In the egg yolks. Whisk that together.
All right, I will.
Go gentle. Don't get on your suit.
Okay. But I don't have to worry about breaking the eggs or anything
like
that.
Well, they're already broken, so just like make sure it's like a pale, thick consistency.
Just like me, pale and thick.
That's right.
And consistent.
And yes, that's right. You're doing great.
Oh, that looks great.
Doesn't it already? No. Okay, so I'm going to ladle in some of the hot milk.
And we're tempering it.
That's right. Wow.
Look at that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not much of a baker. You know why?
You're being very modest.
Because you have to obey the rules.
You knew about the orchids and
you have to obey the rules to bake, and I'm not a
baker.
Sauces are very forgiving.
They are, but you know what? I wanted to make a dessert book that was for you. For that people like you, because I'm that way too. I used to be a professional pastry chef. I know it's a backhanded compliment.
For people who don't know what the they're doing.
Yeah. You said it. I didn't say it.
I live it.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
It's also my truth.
Okay,
that's
great.
Into there.
That throws back. It goes back into here because now it's not going to scramble.
Right. Well, it's not going to scramble. So yeah, it's a tempering. It's a science class, really.
Sure.
No, this is about as like scientific as the book gets because I believe that I think if you're off by your measurements a little bit, or you bake something a few minutes longer, a few minutes less. It should still be great.
Sure.
So again, a backhanded compliment. Even you could make everything in this book.
Exactly. And now imagine this has happened, and now what do we have
that's
here?
That's right. So you thicken it. That's avocado. That's spoiler. Oh.
Can I just get in this?
No, whisk it. So you're going to whisk it. So basically, you chill the cut.
Look at that.
I know, but keep going. This is the magic. This is what
has this been refrigerated or just set up by itself?
No, it has been refrigerated. So basically, you whisk it until it comes back to its like beautiful. Keep going. You're doing great. Keep going.
All right, we gotta keep moving here.
I am being rushed and I don't love it. Okay, so now we're gonna pour it into our crust.
There you go.
All
of it?
As much as it'll fit. It should be about all of it, yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Okay, and now spread it all nice and that's when we top it with our fruit. And this I like to say, like, let your creative expression. Okay. Or use a spatula, but slamming on it on the table works too.
Sure. There you go.
And this is like, you know, let express yourself. Make a design, make a pattern, a concentric circle. That's right. There we go.
And now.
Look at that.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Look at that.
I love this juxtaposition this to this, over here. This. Yeah.
And shall we?
Yeah, we'll get
there.
Well,
you
thank
are,
you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the book is Sweet Enough. The young lady is Allison Roman. This is an amazing.
Custard fork.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcast.